Hello and welcome, little sissy. This recording is called The Sissy Brace. It's a chastity recording because really, your cage isn't just a prison for your clit. It is also a brace for your mind, training you, molding you, slowly shaping you into the perfect sissy the more you wear it, redirecting your sexuality and reminding you that it's not about your pleasure and that it's not about playing with your worthless clitty. A sissy exists to give pleasure, to be a good little fuck toy, a cute little sex toy, to give pleasure to others. And that's what you want, isn't it, little sissy? Now, little sissy, this recording will teach you that your cage is something you need. It's not a punishment. It's not taking anything away from you. It is giving you the training that you desperately need, little sissy. And when you listen to this recording, you will want to wear your cage, your little sissy brace, all the time. So be careful what you wish for, little sissy. If you're ready for this, lay back, close your eyes, take a deep breath in, and let it out. Focus on my voice, and let's begin. And now, before we really begin, to put you down into a deep, peaceful, and relaxing trance, I want you to imagine a color. That's right. I want you to imagine the perfect color for you. And I want you to imagine that you are wearing this color. And this color is your perfect color. It's just the way you imagine it to be. You desire it to be. And what I want you to do now is to imagine that color, your perfect color, around your neck. Feel it around your neck. Feel the material, the temperature, the shape, and feel how it binds your neck, how much it controls you, and how safe it makes you feel. And now, as you focus on this color, I want you to imagine that I connect a leash to your collar. And this leash is really a length of chain. Chain of 20 links. And right now, I want you to imagine that I lock it to your collar. That I put you on this leash. And I want you to just focus on the sensation for a moment. How does it feel to know you're on my leash and I'm holding the other end of this chain and you are already a little bit more in my control? And what I want you to do is just focus on the sensation. Focus on the control I already have. And enjoy this feeling of being controlled like this. And what I'm going to do in a moment is slowly holding your leash shorter, shortening it link by link until sooner or later my hand is right at your collar. And as I slowly shorten your leash, you're going to find that with every link, you become a little bit more controlled. You have a little bit less freedom of movement and you're a little bit deeper in my control. And I want you to really focus on this sensation and feel it growing in your mind. Feel how I take complete control over your mind, over your thoughts. And right now, there are 20 links of the chain hanging gently between my hand and your neck, and you still have freedom of movement. There's some slack in the chain, and even though you're bound to me, you're leashed to me right now, you can still move a little bit on your own free will. And now imagine that I hold the chain a little bit closer, grabbing the next link and shortening your leash. And you can see the leash hanging a little bit firmer, the slack slowly disappearing, and your freedom of movement slowly, link by link, reduced as you become more and more controlled. And 18 links, you feel the leash beginning to pull on your collar, on your neck. You experience the control the leash, the collar, have over you. You feel your freedom of movement slowly being reduced. 17, as you feel more and more tension on your leash, as you feel your freedom just slipping away, and as you feel this leash constricting your body, you feel at the same time how it constricts your mind, how you drop deeper into my control, how you become more and more helpless against my words. 16. And with every link, with every little bit, you become more and more controlled. You become more. You can feel how your freedom of movement is taken away from you. 15. With every single link, you become a little bit more controlled. You are a little bit more in my control, in my power. 14. And that's exactly what you want, isn't it? You want to surrender to my voice. And you're feeling it. You're feeling the leash getting tighter. You feel your freedom is taking away from you as your mind drops deeper into my control. 13. As you sink deeper and deeper into my voice, because my voice is keeping your mind on a leash. 12. My voice is restricting the freedom of your thoughts, just like this collar around your neck, connected to the leash, restricts the freedom of your body. My words in your mind begin to tie your thoughts up, begin to immobilize them, to control them. 11. And that's why you are here. You want to let go. You want to feel the sensation of safety, of knowing that you are controlled, of knowing that I am guiding your thoughts, just like the collar and leash around your neck safely guides your body. 10. And the leash is only half as long as when we started. But with the radius you can move in halved, the space available for you is only 1/4. And you can feel it. You can feel how limited the freedom of movement is for your body and for your mind. 9. Because with every number you sink deeper, as my hand is shortening the chain, as your freedom of movement is limited, as my hand moves closer and closer to your collar, as the control over you becomes tighter and stricter. 8. You know it's only a question of time until my hand reaches your collar and grabs the collar and guides you, just as my words take your thoughts and firmly guide them to where I want your thoughts to go. 7. You're already so controlled, you already feel the desire to completely let go. to let yourself be controlled, be guided, to just relax and follow. 6. And my hand gets so close to your collar. You can feel your freedom of movement fading away from you, just as the freedom of your thoughts is fading away as you focus more and more on my voice. 6. My voice that guides you and leads you, just like the leash around your neck guides your body. My voice is guiding your thoughts. 5. And you sink deeper and deeper into my control, my hand almost on your collar. 4. And it's getting closer and closer as your mind completely surrenders to my words, to my ideas, to my thoughts. 3. My hand is so close to your collar, and you are ready. You're ready to give up. You're ready to surrender, aren't you? 2. I'm sure you already feel the desire to let go, to feel the firm hand in your collar guiding you, to be free of thoughts and worries and cares, and just follow and obey. 1. And you're almost there. You're ready to let go. You're ready to drop deep. And 0. And you feel my hand grabbing your collar, strictly and firmly guiding and controlling your body, just as my words grab your mind and strictly and firmly guide it. And you are just focused on my voice, and you continue to sink deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every single word I say, because you are controlled and you surrender to my guidance and my words. And now, little sissy, that you're in such a deep and comfortable trance and relaxing further and further with every word I say, it's time for some reprogramming. And you should be wearing your chastity cage right now, little sissy. Because this cage, little sissy, is so much more than just a simple cage, than a prison for your clit. Of course, it does lock up your useless little sissy clit, but it does so much more. It's like a brace for your mind. Think about it, little sissy. Every time you are wearing your chastity cage, it trains you a little bit. It molds you just a little bit. It reminds you that it's not about your pleasure, that your sexuality as a sissy doesn't revolve around playing with your worthless little clitty. Oh no, little sissy. As a sissy, you're a sex toy. You exist to give pleasure. And that's exactly what your cage, your mind brace, is teaching you. It reminds you that it's not about your clit, that it's not about your pleasure. And every time you wear it, it just shapes you a little bit more. You know, little sissy? Just like a brace, it makes you a little bit more of a sissy. It makes you forget about your own sexuality. Well, not really forget, because of course the pleasure, the lust, the arousal is growing. But that doesn't mean that you want to serve that much more, that you want to be an obedient little sissy sex toy that much more, that you want to devote yourself to the pleasure of others that much more, doesn't it, little sissy? Of course it does. all that pleasure building inside of you that is locked up within that cage shapes you and molds you, gives you the desire to serve, to please, because all that built up, pent up energy needs an outlet. And for a little sissy like you, there's only one outlet for your sexual energy, and that's serving the pleasure of others. Being a good little sissy fuck toy. Being a good little sex toy. And that, little sissy, is exactly what your cage, your mental brace is teaching you. Of course, it's not a magical change, you know? Think about a real brace. You have to wear it for years, and it's slowly changing you. Slowly moving your teeth. And with your little sissy brace, it's exactly the same thing. It slowly molds you. It slowly pushes on your mind and changes you just a little bit. Reminds you that it's not about your pleasure. Reminds you that your sexuality doesn't revolve around your useless little sissy clitty. It reminds you that you exist to give pleasure, to be a pleasing little sissy sex toy for others. It makes you more pleasing, more submissive, more service oriented. And of course, little sissy, you understand that it doesn't work overnight. You have to religiously wear your brace every day as much as possible so it can work on you, so it can change you. And I know, little sissy, that you want to wear your brace, don't you, little sissy? I mean, just think about it. Every time you wear it, every single time, it is training you. And I know that you want to be a good little sissy, don't you, little girl? Of course you do. And that's why you are gonna wear your brace. You know, it's not a punishment. It's not to punish you or to take something away from you. It is a training tool. It is your brace that changes your mind, that makes you a better sissy, that takes the focus of your sexuality away from your own pleasure, from your useless little cliddy, and redirects it to giving pleasure. Because that's what a good little sissy does. A sissy is focused on the pleasure of others, of giving pleasure, on being a good little sissy toy, a good little fuck toy. That's the sexuality of an obedient little sissy. And that little sissy is why it is so important for you to wear your brace, to wear your cage as much as possible. Because you know you need it. It is training. It is molding you. It is making you a better sissy. With every minute, every moment you wear it, you are becoming better. You are changing. You are being molded into the perfect little sissy simply by wearing your cage, by having that brace on your clit. But it's really a brace for your mind. Even though you wear it on your little sissy clitty, it really changes your mind, molds you into the perfect sissy, and reshapes your sexuality. So you are focused on serving, on giving service, on being the perfect little sissy, the perfect little sex toy. Because after all, you know, that's what sissies are for, don't you, little sissy? Of course you do. You know that your useless little kliddy doesn't matter. That the cage helps you to suppress that desire to be a bad sissy and play with yourself and regress into your old ways, into the wrong ways of self-pleasure. You know, masturbation is bad for little sissies like you. It makes you lazy. It destroys the desire to serve. No, you need to be horny. You need to be needy. You need your clitty imprisoned in this cage. Your sexuality imprisoned in this cage. Held by this firm brace. Remolding it. Reshaping it. Reshaping you. Your sexuality and your mind. Your body and your mind being molded into the perfect sissy by your sissy brace. And little sissy, because it is so important that you always wear your brace, you're gonna find that from now on when you try to touch the key, when you try to use the key, you will feel really bad about it. That's right, little sissy. It will feel really wrong, because it is wrong. And just touching the key will remind you of how wrong it is. And all your pleasure and lust will just fade away. And you will feel the desire, the need to stay locked up in your brace, in your cage, because you know you belong in the cage. You need the cage, little sissy. It is your brace, and you need it. The cage teaches you to think correctly, to think like a good little sissy. And the cage molds and shapes your mind. You need the cage. And whenever you touch the key while you are locked in the cage, you will be reminded of how much you need the cage. You will feel a strong desire to stay locked in your sissy brace. Because you know you need the cage. You need the cage to mold your mind. You need the cage to train you. You need the cage to become the sissy you want to be. That's right, little sissy. But I'm sure you are going to be a good girl. You want to be a good girl. You want to make everybody proud by being the best little sissy, and by staying in your cage, by wearing your brace as much as possible. Isn't that right, little girl? Of course, you want to be a good girl. You want to be a good little sissy. And you want to make all superiors proud of you by being the best little sissy girl that you can be and always staying in your cage because you need your brace. Isn't that right, little sissy? You love your cage. You crave your cage. And you always want to be in your cage. That's right, little sissy. You simply need it. And maybe you find yourself surprised at how much you crave to be in your cage. And how wrong it feels to take it off. Because you know, the cage makes you the perfect little sissy. And now, little girl, now it's time to wake back up again. And in a moment, I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And with each number, you will slowly wake up a little bit more. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake. And all my words, all my suggestions will have become a permanent part of who you are. Sinking deeply into your mind and influencing you, shaping you, molding you, just as your cage, your sissy brace is going to do. Are you ready, little girl? Let's get you back. 1. Slowly waking up. 2. More and more awake with every number. 3. As you come back further and further. 4. You're waking up. 5. You're halfway there, already feeling so refreshed, alert, awake, aware. 6. Your muscles build up tension again. 7. Pulse, breathing and blood pressure are normalizing. 8. Take a deep breath in. Wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes, let the air go. Start moving. 9. Stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer, and with the next number you will open your eyes, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware, completely back in the here and now. Welcome back, little sissy. I hope you enjoyed this little journey deep into your mind. And I really hope you enjoy the effect that your sissy brace is going to have on you. Enjoy, little girl. And don't forget, be a good girl. And make all superiors proud with your submission and by wearing your brace as much as possible. Goodbye, little girl.